right. And then with that, I'm going to exercise a little agenda change, and we will move item 10 to following the closed session. And at this time, the board is going to move into closed session to cover the items under items 11, 12, 13, and 14. And we will return when done. And so with that, we'll adjourn to the conference room next door, take a short break and adjourn, and we'll be back as soon as we can. Thank you.
Candace, I'll hang up, and then we'll pick you up in the closed session room.
All right, we are going to reconvene in open session. Do we have Trustee Anderson back on the phone?
We do.
I am.
Excellent.
I'm here.
Thank you. I just wanted to check back in. Make sure you were there. All right. So at this time, we'll reconvene the open session, and I'm going to report out as best I can from the closed session. And I know that if I either omit something or misstate something, that our general counsel will hopefully correct me. But we'll take up item 11 first. So the board met in closed session under item 11. To consider disability application recommendations from the medical advisor. And those are items 11A and B. On item 11A, the board considered and approved the recommendation to grant a service-connected disability for member Gregory Haskett. With respect to this matter, Trustee Kroll did not participate in the matter and was not present for the vote. He recused himself because he has a familiarity with the applicant and a working relationship. So he recused himself and, as I say, was not present for the vote. On item 11A, the application was approved on an 8-1 vote. The ayes were Anderson, Chabotarev, Gordon, McDonald, Mirzwa, Phillips, and Finley. The no was Holcomb. Again, that was 8-1. Did I leave out? I'm sorry. And another aye was Mike Sloan. So the vote was 8-1. For the record, let me say that again because I misspoke. The ayes were Anderson, Chabotarev, Gordon, McDonald, Mirzwa, Phillips, Finley, and Sloan. The nay was Holcomb. So 8-1 on item 11A. On 11B, the board considered the disability application for Mike Quesada. And on that matter, the recommendation was to grant a service-connected disability. The vote was 9-0 unanimous. The ayes were Anderson, Chabotarev, Gordon, Holcomb, Kroll, McDonald, Mirzwa, Phillips, and Wong. Moving on to item 13, the board met in closed session to discuss an item of pending litigation, Bailey versus Cicera. The board voted to retain legal counsel Vivian Schultz to defend the agency with respect to this litigation. The vote on that matter was 9-0. The ayes were Anderson, Chabotarev, Gordon, Holcomb, Kroll, McDonald, Mirzwa, Phillips, and Wong. The board also met in closed session additionally to discuss items under item 14, which are closed session discussions with our legal counsel regarding pending litigation. The board met on item A, which is CPPIB Credit Investments versus Lionsgate Entertainment. There's no reportable action from closed session on that item. And on item B, the board met regarding Cicera versus Valiant Pharmaceuticals International Inc. et al. And there is no reportable action from closed session on that item. And I'm looking over my sheet, and I'm going to confer with our general counsel, but I think I covered the items. Thank you. So, and with that amendment, the prior report out is accurate and stands. Okay. Thank you for that clarification. And with that, that will conclude the report out from closed session, and we can return to open session. And with regard to that,